What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
And this is going to become a regular thing. Take Tuesday.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
It's got the number 2 in Tuesday instead of the regular spelling of Tuesday. And that means we're going to take a second look at a take that we've had recently, the last week. Maybe a couple of us that we either want to walk back, which I say a lot of things. I feel like I'm going to be prone for a lot of walk it back, maybe Awaken 180 style takes where I turn things around. Or maybe you want to dig your heels in and be stubborn. We'll see where Dan Ball goes today. But roll it, Stiz. Take Tuesday.
It's Take Tuesday.
Take two.
Take two.
Run that again.
I'm going to walk this back tomorrow.
And go back, Jack. Do it again.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, I like it. That's a good open right there.
Good job, Dan.
Thank you. Now let's hope Dan can continue to do a good job, because Dan Ball is the subject of the initial Take Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yep.
A little over a week ago.
Yep.
Dan Ball for his three-point stance, I believe.
Yeah, you were on vacation, so...
He declared, that felt like a shot.
No.
It's the summer, you dink. We take vacation time.
Just a fact of the matter. Not those of us who work every day, but that's
okay. Cry me a river. You declared that the Red Sox should consider skipping the final start of the first half for one Garrett Crochet.
I did.
And Alex Cora laughed that off when we asked him about it here on our show.
I think that's a bit strong. He said they discussed it.
And then laughed it off.
Yeah. I mean, and then they ultimately chose not to do that, but it came up in conversation, same way that your whole radar nonsense came up in conversation.
He didn't laugh that off. He was all in on my theory that the guns are juice, but that's a different topic for a different day.
It is. It is.
The baseball gods laughed off your idea of skipping Garrett Crochet in his final start.
That's true.
Because while the Red Sox gave him a little more time off, they started him and they finished him with his first career complete game victory over the Tampa Bay Rays to ensure...
Yeah.
100 pitches to ensure that they sweep the Rays, to ensure that they go into the All-Star break with a 10-game winning streak. So, how do you feel about your assertion that they should have skipped Garrett Crochet in his final start?
So, I will certainly admit to, I think what we saw from him the two starts prior wasn't as much him wearing down. At least I hope it wasn't as much him wearing down as it was. Red Sox bats showed up. They scored like 19 runs for him in those two starts combined. And he wasn't great. He was good enough. And whenever he needed to get himself out of a jam, he did. So he scattered 9 hits in that start against Washington, but he only gave up 2 runs. Good enough to give your team the win, given what the offense did.
Sure.
Then the offense goes cold against a better pitching staff. He ramps his game up, complete game shutout, 100 pitches on the nose, whatever. He certainly got back to ace pig Crochet and saved the bullpen after Hunter Dobbins tore his ACL. So I think maybe what I might have mistook as him wearing down was more just him pitching to the circumstances in the game at hand. I still don't think it would have been a bad idea to skip the start, because then you give them the entirety of the final week into the All-Star week and then into that series against the Cubs where he's going to pitch on Sunday. That's a two-week break. That's essentially your 10-day injured list plus a little bit for him to catch his breath, where I think that you could have at least not replicated a complete game shutout, but got good enough performances to keep yourself in that game. And ultimately, I think in 162 games, one win against the Rays, I don't know how much that game is going to change. If you miss the playoffs by a game, that would suck.
I was going to say.
It could change a lot, and the margins are very slim, but I still don't think I was off base for a guy that's doing this for the first time, pitching this load of innings, for a guy whose manager did the sign of the cross after saying his innings out loud. I don't think it would have been a terrible idea regardless of the outcome.
So you're digging your heels in. They should have at least considered or strongly considered skipping the final start.
I would have done it.
And guess what? This isn't over. Because I am one who's known to be stubborn and dig my heels in and sort of look at things long term. So if Garrett Crochet stumbles in, let's just say August, and all of a sudden there's an issue, arm soreness, whatever, goes on the injured list for 10 days, whatever.
Yeah.
I think you can look back and say, well, I don't know. Maybe if you had given him that time off in the middle of the season, you wouldn't be dealing with this now. The flip side I will say is they actually kind of threaded the needle here. I kind of like the way they've done it with the extra rest into the final start. The extra rest into the first start coming out of the break, because the thing I would think of, you're setting yourself up for criticism. If you go however many days that would be, an extended time off.
Yeah, like 2 weeks essentially.
And then he stinks in the first inning. Well, he's rusty. What are you doing? You gave him too much time off. He was in a groove. He had a great first half. Did you see how he was? Like, you're kind of setting yourself up for that type of a critique, because sometimes when guys go on the injured list, what do? They take a rehab start to get back into the swing of things. So I think you would have been potentially setting yourself up for, again, who knows? Maybe he comes out after the extended rest and goes complete game and strikes out 12 and is throwing gas. And everybody's like, wow, that rest really did him wonders. So a lot of this is results-based, not only in that start, because if he had been shelled in that start, you would have been a genius. You would have been taking a Ted Johnson-like victory lap, right?
Yeah, now it's three starts in a row where he's looked human.
He ended that streak.
Yeah, and also it's one start out of, 30-plus, you hope, 32, 33. So is saving him the nine innings that he threw on that Saturday really going to change a ton? Probably not, but I'm just trying to protect against what we saw for multiple young pitchers who did it last year in Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford, both of whom wore down.
So that's the big picture view from the evolution of your ace that is Garrett Crochet over the course of this season. What about the evolution of this baseball team? Was there value in the ace going out there, putting that performance up, coming off the performance on the Friday night, and then including the rest of those performances and hitting the All-Star break as the hottest team in baseball and the vibes and
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Things we talked about with Ted to start the show that are actually pulling Ted in the direction of maybe this is a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Maybe would you have lost more than just a game potentially by losing a game against the Rays. Could you lose two? Right? That was Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
So you could have lost Sunday.
So you very well could have split that series
now
as
you
opposed
split
to sweeping. And 8-2 is still good, but that's a lot. It comparatively speaking, it's a lot worse than 10 because now you're one game behind the Yankees. You're tied in the win column,
right,
either directly or indirectly because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a second wild card right now. Who knows what you would have been had you lost those two games. And you would go into the break with a two-game losing streak instead
right.
of a 10-game winning streak. And for this team, it does feel like emotion matters. It does feel like momentum matters. It
yeah.
does feel like vibe and energy and, you know, the things we've known about or not known about. Like, I still don't know what kind of a cloud Devers was. Energy, drag on Cora, because I think Cora is enjoying life more without Rafi Devers.
Seems to be.
I don't believe he's said it, like, definitively. I think the manager is enjoying life without Rafi Devers more.
By the way, he is got as close as you can get to talking about it. He made some comment. We were talking about it off air either late last week, how he said, oh, you know, when you have that big of a contract, you have to be a leader. We
right.
haven't had a guy like that in a while. It was very much like
And they will continue to say more the more they win.
Mm-hmm.
The more that they validate Breslow's idea that we could end up winning more baseball games without Rafi Devers, whatever that the details of that exact quote were,
yeah.
the more emboldened they're going to be to puff their chests out and be like, yeah, we had to remove the dink from the locker room. He made too much money to not be a leader. There was the Sam Kennedy comments with the Greg Hill show where he said, if you don't want to be here and you don't want to do this and you're not a good team player and you don't put the oh, so you're talking about Devers. Like, I know you're
right.
being a little bit vague, but you're not really being vague. You're talking about why Devers isn't here anymore. So they will be emboldened to say more of that. But I still think your three-point stance was a good one. I just think that the way it played out,
yeah,
you were wrong.
And the Friday circumstances of the Sadon walk-off, the ultimate
yep.
vibes or whatever crap word that you want to use that I don't like, the ultimate vibes coming off of that Friday, plus the torn ACL for Dobbins, so your bullpen was taxed. If you skipped Crochet and then they lost on Saturday, they would have been crucified the following day.
They would have been circling the drains.
Yeah,
and
they
not
would have been.
League leaders. They entered the break as league leaders.
Yeah.
Instead, they would have been circling the drains. So
this is why you get the big bucks, Andy.
Damn right. Alex Cora and Craig Breslow and Andrew Bailey knew what they were doing
yep.
when they gave him a little extra rest, and they still pitched him, and he pitched an ace of a game as the beast that he is, and they went into the All-Star break with a 10-game winning streak. They come out of the All-Star break with as much momentum as any team in baseball. We'll see if they can maintain it and keep it up. But therefore, I wish I could declare. It's Take Tuesday says you were wrong in your take. You should have fixed it today. Well done.
I'm going to get you a gavel.
Yeah, give me
eBay.
A gavel, because
yeah,
I'm in control now, and I want to bang on something.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.